Us. A hacker in the U.S. state of Ohio is facing as much as 16 years in prison for allegedly exposing the rape of a minor by high school football players. Derek Lostutter has pleaded not guilty to four felony counts of hacking in connection with the rape case. In 2012, he reportedly hacked the local school website and posted video online, ultimately exposing the rapists.
The party took place in a small town in Ohio known as Steubenville. At this party are a list of men named in the preliminary docs below who took part in the kidnapping and rape of a 15-year-old girl. This video is to document the proof for the masses. The town of Steubenville has been good at keeping this quiet and their star football team protected.
According to the indictment, Lostutter is facing three counts of unauthorized access to a computer affecting interstate communication and one count of making a false statement to the FBI. His revelations allegedly showed the rapists sharing posts on social media, joking about the rape victim and referring to her as the dead girl. Two students were convicted and imprisoned for up to 2 years, but have since been released for good behavior. Now, Lostutter's attorney told us what makes hacking so much worse than rape in the eyes of the law.
The government is obsessed with controlling information and having total control over information over its citizens. And anything that they view as a threat to that control of the information, which hackers, of course, are, because hackers seek to set information free. Whatever you think about the information that they're setting free and how they're doing it, that's one of the main modalities of hackers. That's a threat to the government's control over information, and the government seeks to punish that very, very harshly.